A 15-year-old in Texas is taking a stand against standardized testing. Texas students must pass a new state-mandated test to graduate from public high school. But one San Antonio freshman will refuse to take the Texas Assessment of Knowledge and Skills. NPR Special Correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
Kimberly Marciniak is a top student at Northeast School of Arts, part of Lee High School in San Antonio. Kimberly believes in education and in testing. She just doesn't believe in this kind of testing. What's wrong with it, Kimberly?
Well, last year at my middle school, this is all we did for the first half of the year. Our teachers focused on nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard sitting there as you're basically drilled and lectured on nothing but this.
So they're teaching to the test rather than, you feel, giving you the broad sweep of information on a subject.
Yeah, that's correct.
And what do you find happens to you as a student when you're being drilled that way?
I get bored. I mean, the stuff they were going over was stuff I learned in the third grade. I mean, I learned about photosynthesis in the third grade. I learned about, you know, who is the fifth president of the United States. I mean, one of the questions on the test was, what country do you live in? And, you know, it's just common sense. We live in the United States.
Kimberly, it's not that you're frightened to take the test, is it?
No, because there's no doubt in any of my teachers or even my principal's mind that I could ace this test to the max if I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
I'm just refusing to partake in anything that I believe is destroying our education system, or I believe it's wrong.
I understand you've asked your teachers to come up with alternate tests that would test the kind of education you're wanting to receive.
I've asked my teachers for an alternate assignment so that copycats won't opt out of it because they're afraid to take it or because they don't have a strong belief as I do.
Aren't you worried, Kimberly, that if you don't go ahead and take the standardized test, you're going to damage your school record? You won't be able to graduate.
And that's true, but that's only true junior and senior year, and I'm a freshman right now. But right now, I just cannot partake in this experiment, and this is what it is. It's an experiment.
And what kinds of reactions are you getting? I know that your parents support this decision of yours. What about the school administrators?
They've been cooperative. They're not happy with my decision, but they're not trying to force me to do anything I believe is wrong, and I thank them for that.
Wow.
I really do.
Yeah. Thank you very much for talking with us. 15-year-old Kimberly Marciniak in San Antonio, where she plans to boycott the state-mandated Texas Assessment of Knowledge and Skills. It's a standardized test to be administered for the first time this spring. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.